Justin Bieber and Overboard. It's one of those remixes. It's Willow that did that remix for us on this Friday morning. If you just join us, good morning. Welcome to Hashtag Casey Breakfast. It is the 10th of July, 7:42. That's what the clock is saying. Don't forget, we're still going to sing you to glory. Our Bandioki, that feature is still coming away. If you have any song that you would like us to sing, we'll definitely sing that song for you. Send us the details, 082-414-1077. Earlier this morning, I shared with you that I'll say good morning to the spokesperson for the South African Music Awards, the one and only Unathi Gwija. Morning, Unathi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks to you, Grant.
Lekker, nice to have you, and it's good to talk to you this time of the morning. Thanks for taking our call.
It's also lekker to be on the show as well, so much appreciated.
Unathi, I think...
Kom ons praat een beetje.
Ja, wil jy lekker Afrikaans praat volgend?
Ek sal het so wat meer vrouwen in jy na.
Okay, let's go with the flow and see where we get to. The first thing and important thing is, I need to congratulate you on your appointment. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, Manier. It's great. I mean, it's one of those moments when you do get overwhelmed, and sometimes I take a step back and I just ask myself, is this really me?
Because at the end of the day...
thank you.
We're looking at Samas, and now you're the spokesperson for Samas.
Yes.
Was it always something that you were looking at rolling it in?
Not honestly so. I think I've always been praterig kind of a person growing up. So my story is quite strange and odd in that I spent a few years in Windhoek, grew up there, came back, could not speak a single word of English, was only fluent in Afrikaans. And I would then practice to teach myself my own home language, which is this Xhosa.
Okay.
So I had to teach myself by hearing. So I think I had a lot of moments where I would have monologues with myself in front of the mirror, perfecting how I sound or speak. So then later on, falling into an industry where I was doing marketing and account management for airlines to get their content on board, which is the movies and series that gets watched from the African content aspect. Then I veered over to film because all of these have been inner passions and communication elements that I enjoy. So I think God was busy weaving my path unbeknown to me to land me here. So I give different credits to God for giving me the gift of being able to communicate and also understand and be passionate about South African arts culture on a very high level. So just being able to be part of the Samas is an excellent opportunity.
Great stuff. If you just joined us chatting to the spokesperson for the South African Music Awards, 32nd year this year, and it's definitely something that people are looking forward to on an annual basis. Now, the Samas have always been celebrating the very best in local music, South African music. What excites you, Unathi? What excites you most about the future of the awards, and what can artists and fans look forward to?
Every year, it's an awesome experience. It's exciting because from our side, we're involved from the planning of when we're going to reveal the first press release, which announces when we're having the awards. And I think this year's first press release came with so much excitement because everybody was like, what? We're going back to Sun City? We are on the way. let's just make bring that party over. So it was one of those moments where you also take a breath and step back. You're like, all right, people love the awards at Sun City. It's definitely and truly a homecoming. Everybody is recalling and taking a flashback when the awards were last held there and the fun that was in the air around it. So this year, we're excited for the Psalm 32 homecoming, which is leading back to the Northwest Province at Sun City on the 15th. And the theme for this year is a beautiful reference, which is the future sounds like now, now. So if we know all of us as South Africans, ons like om no, I'm going to say, ik om no, no.
I'm
on my way now, now. So it sort of speaks to the inspiration of South Africans and how the action of now, now represents the movement that we're in, the possibility and the optimism of where we're at. So our sound is also references to the now, now. Look at how Amapiano are doing, Maskandi, Lekompo, our jazz artists, our DJs, our R&B, Afro pop and pop. Hulle maak so lekker music for ons. And kyk hoe maak hulle nies oor kant. So dis sommer so mooi om te sien hoe lekker dit is om ons musiek te luister internationally, making these sounds. So that is I think an encapsulation of what I feel like for the awards, and I hope South Africans also feel like that for South African Music Awards.
Onati, die volgende vraag in Afrikaans, ek dink jy gaan hom nou vertaal, nee, hierso. Met Suid-Afrikaanse musiek, daar's altyd 'n belangrike story wat vertel word, nie net hier in ons hometown in Suid-Afrika nie, maar ook internasionaal. Your views on that. Is it all about the story?
You know what? I was busy when I read through what was sent through by the team. I was so touched because South Africa had a mooi story. We've got so much that when we look at our music, and I think when we look at our Afrikaans, our English, Xhosa, isiZulu, and that's why I even said to you, try to pronounce my surname, because if we become too fed, we also forget how to pronounce. So and true. It's one of those. It's about teaching and learning, and this ons musiek. Ons leer met ons musiek. Ons feel. We feel pain with our music. Our music has gotten to. Has gotten us through so much in our history, because we've got culture, we've got pain, we had struggles, and then we came to the joy. So for me, that is how our soundtrack carries our story. We still have the future ahead of us. This is not the end. And we still have a voice. And I love how collaborations are happening. I love how we've got Afrikaans, there's a rap, there is the R&B element to it. I love how we have the Maskandi. It's also speaking to a soulfulness of it all. So it is, there's net so mooi om te sien ons musiek, het lekker stories, and as ons om net so sit, as South Africans, ons moet net so 'n moment to sit and net luister hoe mooi ons musiek is and the music and the messages that we have. It is a transcending from us to the world, and they don't even need the interpretation and translation of our music. That's how beautiful it is.
Music is definitely international language. You don't need to understand the actual word, but if the beat is right, if the vibe is there, that's what you pick up, or that's what I pick up from music. You actually feel the artist, and that's what's coming out of music for me. So if you just just joined us, people. Unathi Gwija is the spokesperson for South African Music Awards. So I've got her on the line, Unathi. 25 different categories. Like I've mentioned, it is the 32nd year this year. I think one of the most important questions that we do receive on a regular basis is that how does an artist get nominated for a SAMA?
Absolute and valid question, and it is something to be shared. Mm-hmm. So just after the awards, I would request that a lot of musicians be you independent. Mm-hmm. You're not signed to a record label, or you are with a record label. What you can do is make sure that you visit the RISA website, which is the Recording Industry of South Africa. Mm-hmm. Website, www.risa.org.za. Mm. Register as an artist on the website. Mm. And the process, then what happens after we've got our winners for SAMA 32, the opportunity and the window period opens up for new entries. Mm. So you'd need to make sure that your music has been registered. You are registered with your music codes as well. Mm. You released your music in that window period that would be mentioned on the website. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your music and you've got your bio, which is all the information that you then submit onto the portal. The portal will then, once there's a close-off date, the close-off date closes, and all that music is taken in, it gets vetted to get checked. All right, Unathi is registered on the website. She does have her codes in order. Mm. She did release between this date and that date, and all of that matches in. It then gets taken to the music or to the judges. Mm. Our judges are also appointed by a committee who are within the music space. Mm. So the judges range from DJs, radio hosts who know music, and producers, writers, artists as well. They then get to sit down and listen to the music and do their process of judging and vetting. And then from that, it then goes to the auditors, who also then audit the final list. Mm. And that's how we get the nominees for the next award. So it sounds like a lengthy process. Mm. But in detail, the essence of it all does allow for independent artists, up and coming artists. Mm. Please do make sure that you take your music through and it gets listened to. Mm. And through, and what I love what you mentioned is that you said 25 categories. Mm. So that's how much opportunity there is for somebody to have their music on the awards platform.
So I think what we are going to do is we can continue telling artists and giving them information as to go on to risa.co.za and register. Go on and do what you have to do to get yourself registered on that platform in order to be eligible to be nominated first and foremost, to take it from there. Then finally, Unathi, before I let you go, I know there's youngsters that's listening to us, and even grown-ups, and people have got dreams of building a career in music, not just music but film and the creative industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give them about turning their passion, which it is at the moment, because some of them go and perform for free, they do what they want, they just like free spirits, they want to get their work out there, their creativity out there, mm-hmm. To turn that passion into a profession?
I think believing in your voice, believing in your sound, mm-hmm. believing in what it is that you want to bring out to the world and tell the world. Mm-hmm. And that is the first step, to always just have that at the back of your mind. And I think I know that being in the creative space, we get questioned a lot. Is there money in this? Mm-hmm. Why are you doing it? Mm-hmm. Yes, there's that moment where you do need to balance between making sure that you've got money to sustain yourself and family, and also still balancing the career and the passion. Mm. I truly believe that South Africa has a lot more to give the international world from our creative ecosystem. And I truly think that we need to all support one another. So that then comes in when you are saying just now, when somebody wants to perform for free, definitely they can do that. But when you have the opportunity to pay for a ticket to go and see a grand performing, pay the 50 rand, pay the 100 rand, because they truly are loving what they do. They're there every day on stage, or they're there every weekend performing. Mm. The second part is, let's support the industry by making sure we are buying legally. Mm. We're not going the piracy route. To make sure that if I see my friends bringing me a disc, or a memory stick or something, a link, I'm not going to open the link, because I know that I've got somebody who's trying to really make it in this industry. I know that artist, they're a friend of mine. Mm. I'm not going to use that. I'm going to try and also support them by making sure I listen, buy the music. Mm. I go to their performances. I support and encourage them on social media. Mm. So there is an opportunity for our ecosystem within the arts and the culture and sector. We just always need to remember to support our talent and our artists and our nominees, because for them this is truly a dream. Mm. And just also to be nominated is a huge opportunity. That means, hey, I worked this year, and there's I need to show off and show up. So that's for me what I would say. Believe in yourself, keep pushing, and as the supporters, please, we need to buy the music and we need to support our artists and go to their concerts.
It's also being nominated is like getting recognition for your work. That's the Netzwa. Important part. Lovey, the outfit, your outfit, has it been sorted?
Not yet, hey. You know us ladies. You know how we are as ladies. We leave things for the last minute.
I have to ask you, because I know some of you are leaving it for last minute. Yes, yeah. What's the date of this year's Samas?
Please check out. We are going to be live on the 15th of August, mm-hmm. which is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We will be on SABC One. We will also be streaming mm-hmm. on our YouTube channel or page. Mm-hmm. And also make sure that if you are around Sun City, you're able to get there. The tickets are already available and on sale on Ticket Pro.
Okay. You go well, Onati. Thank you so much for spending time with me this morning. You still have got a lot of work ahead of you before the 15th of August. Good luck, and we'll chat to you soon.
Indeed we do, and thank you very much for allowing us the opportunity to also be on your space. Mm-hmm. May people continue to listen and support you all.
Thank you, dear. Go well.
Go out.
Bye-bye. That's Onati Gwija. She is, of course, spokesperson for the Samas, 32nd Sama, Sama 32, that's how they call it. 25 different categories. If you're a South African artist, you're producing your own songs, you're going through that whole process of registering all those things. Now you have an opportunity, because it's always a question, how, where, why is that one nominated? Why is that one nominated? You can go and register yourself on RISA, RISA, and make sure once after the 15th of August, when Sama's is done, Sama 32 is done, because there's a new process then for Sama 33, and get yourself in there. I know we've got some great artists in our areas, they deserve the recognition. So make sure that you go and register RISA, RISA, .co.za, and get yourself in the running for a nomination.